A week after it first made landfall in Texas, Harvey is still causing heavy rains and some flooding today in Kentucky and Tennessee as it moves north and east. In Texas, people along the Gulf Coast are still struggling with the flooding and damage caused by Harvey. And we're joined now by NPR's John Burnett, who's been covering the storm and its aftermath all week. He's now in Austin. Hi, John.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's start with Beaumont, Texas, where people have been evacuated because the flooding caused a tap water outage. What's the latest in Beaumont?
Well, the mayor of Beaumont, Becky Adams, said yesterday, Beaumont is basically an island surrounded by water. As you said, the city water system has gone out. It was totally swamped. It's they have no water, no running water, no drinking water. Our reporter, Debbie Elliott, talked about people waiting for hours in line for jugs of water at supermarkets. The feds are now trying to establish water distribution centers in the city, bringing some big tanks in. Really distressing, the hospitals can run on emergency power, but they have to have water. Beaumont's major hospital, Baptist Beaumont Hospital, is evacuating 193 patients. So that's going on as we speak.
One of the big concerns yesterday was the Arkema chemical plant. There have been fires there. What do we know about what's going on there at this point?
Well, an Arkema exec said this morning to expect more fires and small explosions at that Crosby, Texas plant, which is outside of Houston. One container exploded and caught fire early Thursday and burned itself out, but there are an additional 8 trailers containing these unstable organic peroxides. They've evacuated about a 1.5-square-mile exclusion zone around the plant, and our science correspondent says it's more accurate to call the dark smoke coming from these fires noxious rather than toxic. These, as we know, the generators were supposed to keep the refrigeration going were swamped, and so the cooling went down and these chemicals became very unstable.
Not sure you'd want to be breathing in things described as noxious either. But what about Port Arthur, another town that's been dealing with a lot of flooding? Debbie Elliott tells us that it is still underwater. What more do we know about what's happening in Port Arthur?
Well, you know, it's in that what they call the Golden Triangle, the industrial triangle of Beaumont, Port Arthur, Orange. The Port Arthur mayor, Derek Freeman, posted on Facebook Wednesday that our city is underwater. Harvey has knocked out about a quarter of the nation's refining capacity, which is on the Gulf Coast. That includes in Port Arthur, Motiva Enterprises, the nation's largest refinery, and then really big refineries run by Valero and ExxonMobil. Could be weeks before they're back up. This has caused something of a panic in gas supplies. I don't know what you're seeing up there. But down here in Texas, I saw a line here in Austin with 12 cars waiting to get gas. And it's mainly due to rumors on social media. The authorities say there are ample fuel supplies and people, you know, shouldn't panic.
What about the rescue efforts that have been going on? You went out the other day with citizens rescuing people by boat in Houston. We've heard about helicopter rescues. Are those still going on in Texas?
You know, I talked to Nathan Rott, our correspondent in Houston this morning, and he says they're fewer and fewer. And that's because the water levels have been dropping in parts of Houston. When I drove back to Austin yesterday, you could see some underpasses that flooded on Sunday were dry on Thursday, although some of the big bayous like Buffalo Bayou are still cresting. So a lot of the helicopter rescues are going on farther east in Beaumont, Port Arthur now. But what's happened in Harris County is because the water level is receding in some places, that's allowed police and firefighters to go house to house to rescue stranded survivors and to look for bodies.
And a lot of people who did survive the storm are heading back to their homes for the first time. What are they finding?
Well, it's Hurricane Katrina all over again, Jeremy. They come home, they find a water line in their house, you know, 3, 4, 5 feet up the wall. The sheetrock is going to start to mold. Their furniture and their possessions are ruined. Their refrigerator has become these reeking boxes of rotting food. The studs that frame the house may or may not still be salvageable, so it may be a complete teardown. They may be able to rebuild. Most of them don't have flood insurance. The people of the Texas coast are going to need long-term temporary housing. Those FEMA trailers that became this hated emblem of Hurricane Katrina are long gone. And today, FEMA hopes to get people out of shelters and into transitional housing, such as hotels or mobile homes or rentals. But that's really all happening right now. We don't know, you know, how that's going to work out.
Well, it's a story that is going to continue for a long time, perhaps years into the future. John
Absolutely.
Burnett, NPR Southwest correspondent, thank you so much.
Pleasure, Jeremy.